offices further south.
Yeah.
Well, what would you call it on a day when it's kind of cool outside but really pleasant and nice in the fall? What kind of day is that?
Just a, in the fall of the year, you mean?
Usually in the fall, when it's kind of cool and nice.
Just call it a fall day, good weather. And everybody brags about it.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a wind coming through?
Yeah, we have wind. Winds will blow the limbs out of the trees. You can hear them falling and cracking. Well, there's not since I, just before I came down here, a great big limb out there in that pecan tree fell out there in the front yard. Oh, the thing was just big around. Just, that tree's getting old, that old tree out there, I reckon's 100 years old. And it's getting old and ought to be taken down, really. But Molly hadn't had time to fool with it. But, and then I have been just right here in this room, and those pecan limbs out there, they say a pecan tree prunes itself. You hear them crack at night, and then the next morning you go out there and you wouldn't know there's anything the matter with that limb. Be full of green leaves, and it'll be hanging down under the tree. It's just broken out. Of course, that doesn't happen all the time, but I've known it to happen time and time again.
Yes, good knowledge, under.
Yeah, yeah.
What is this house made of?
Lumber, wood.
It's, the wood is kind of overlapping.
Yeah.
What is that called?
The outside of the house, they're just boards. I've forgotten the name of the board, but they one right over the other.
Yeah. Is the foundation of the house brick?
It's on brick pillars, and then there's all the brick around the side of the house had fallen down, and they've gotten it all fixed up at that last column down there. That pillar, a root had gotten under that pillar from that magnolia tree and had almost thrown that big column out. And since I've been here, they dug down there and had to brace that column up and cut, see what was under there, and they cut out a limb from the magnolia tree. And they have built that brick pillar back, but they haven't filled in front of the house with the brick.
What are the pillars made of?
Brick. Made here on the plantation. Mm-hmm. All the brick that around this house, that are here, like those big white columns I told you about, they just made the brick here on the plantation out of this red clay here on this plantation. I don't know what to mix it with. But they made the brick. Those columns have a pine pole in them. And then the brick around, and then the cement put around that. But and the brick, you see a little cemetery, a little brick wall up on the back of that Negro house in those bushes. Well, now those brick up there were made on this right here on the plantation. I don't know exactly where. We didn't see that was when the stones owned it before the McCarty's bought it. It was changed hands first time that I read about was in 69. Bought it from Warren built it and lived here. And he's buried up yonder in that cemetery.
This house is really amazing. How tall would you say it is?
Well, these are nearly 20 feet, 19 maybe and something. I mean, how tall are these ceilings? You know Elaine.
Hello, how you doing? Good to see you again.
I say 19 or something.
No, they're ceilings 14, 13, 5.
She's all right.
Come on,
they're almost 14 feet.
And the floors are how?
20 by 20.
That's what I thought.